Rising high above Würzburg is Fortress Marienberg, the emblem of the city, visible far and wide. The hill was populated by Celts as early as 1000 BC. In the early Middle Ages, sometime around 700 AD, the Franks built a church dedicated to the Virgin Mary on it. This is now in the castle's inner courtyard. When Würzburg was made the seat of a bishopric in 742, the church became its first cathedral. In 1200, work started on the construction of the great castle on the hill. This was constantly modified and extended over the following years. For centuries, Fortress Marienberg was the residence of the Prince Bishops of Würzburg. It was not until the 18th century that the local rulers moved down into the city itself, or rather into the magnificent Baroque residence newly built by Balthasar Neumann. Today there are two museums in Fortress Marienberg. The Main Franken Museum contains archaeological findings, items testifying to the region's wine-growing tradition, and numerous works of Franconian art, including the world's largest collection of works by the woodcarver Tilman Riemenschneider. The Fürstenbau Museum provides information on the history of the city of Würzburg. Dominating the slopes of the Nikolausberg to the south of Fortress Marienberg are the spires of the famous Kepele, which is Franconian for Little Chapel. The Kepele was built around 1750. The master builder was Balthasar Neumann, who also supervised the construction of the Prince Bishop's residence in Würzburg. Yet pilgrimages to the Nikolausberg went back at least 100 years earlier. Pilgrims had at first flocked to see a simple wayside shrine depicting the Virgin Mary cradling her dead son in her lap, and this is now taken to possess miraculous powers. Pilgrimages to the Kepele have continued to this day, overseen since Baroque times by a Capuchin monastery. Over 250 steep steps lead up to this gem of late Baroque architecture, passing impressive stations of the cross on the way. The experience is a worthwhile one for pilgrims and non-pilgrims alike.